रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कांटो चैप्टर 29 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद एंड किंग प्राचीन वही टेक्स्ट 71 सुप्ति मूर्छा उपतापेशु प्राणायन विघाततः नेहते अहम् इति ज्ञानम् मृत्यु प्रज्वरयोर् अपि सुप्ति मूर्छः पतापेषु प्राणायन विघाततः नेहते अहम् इति ज्ञानम् मृत्यु प्रज्वारयोरपि सुप्ति मूर्छोपतापेषु प्राणायन विघाततः नेहते अहम् इति ज्ञानम् मृत्युः प्रज्वारयोरपि सुप्ति मूर्छोपतापेषु प्राणायन विघाततः नेहते अहम् इति ज्ञानम् मृत्युः प्रज्वारयोरपि वर्ड मीनिंग सुप्ति इन डीप स्लीप मूर्छा फेंटिंग उपतापेशु और इन ग्रेट शॉक प्राणायन ऑफ द मोमेंट ऑफ द लाइफ एयर विघाततः फ्रॉम प्रिवेंशन न नॉट इहते थिंग्स ऑफ अहम आई इति दस ज्ञानम नॉलेज मृत्यु व्हाइल डाइंग प्रज्वारयो और ड्यूरिंग हाई फीवर अपि आल्सो ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय Translation: When the living entity is in deep sleep, when he faints, when there is some great shock on account of severe loss, at the time of death, or when the body temperature is very high, the movement of the life air is arrested. At that time, the living entity loses knowledge of identifying the body with the self. Purport. Foolish people deny the existence of the soul, but it is a fact that when we sleep, we forget the identity of the material body, and when we awake, we forget the identity of the subtle body. In other words, while sleeping, we forget the activities of the gross body, and when active in the gross body, we forget the activities of sleeping or subtle body. Actually, both states, sleeping and waking, are creation of the illusory energy. The living entity actually has no connection with either the activities of the sleep or the activities of the so-called wakened state. When a person is in deep sleep or when he has fainted, he forgets his gross body. Similarly, under chloroform or some other anesthetic, the living entity forgets his gross body and does not feel pain or pleasure during a surgical operation. Similarly, when a man is suddenly shocked by some great loss, he forgets his identification with the gross body. At the time of death, when the temperature of the body rises to 107 degrees, the living entity falls into a coma and is unable to identify his gross body. In such cases, the life air that moves within the body is choked up, and the living entity forgets his identification with the gross body. Because of our ignorance of the spiritual body, of which we have no experience, we do not know of the activities of the spiritual body, and in ignorance we jump from one false platform to another. We act sometimes in relation to the gross body and sometimes in relation to the subtle body. If by Krishna's grace one act in our spiritual body, we can transcend both the gross and subtle bodies. In other words, we can gradually train ourselves to act in terms of spiritual body. As stated in the Narada Pancharatra, Hrishikena Hrishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Devotional service means engaging the spiritual body and spiritual senses in the service of the Lord. When we are engaged in such activities, the actions and reactions of the gross and subtle bodies cease. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitanscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnambhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Krishna Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Supti murcha patapesu pranayanah vighatatah nehate aham iti jnanam mrityu prajvara yorapihi. When the living entity is in deep sleep, when he faints, when there is some great shock on account of severe loss at the time of death, or when the body temperature is very high, the movement of life air is arrested. At that time, the living entity loses knowledge of identifying the body with the self. So, from yesterday's verse, we have heard about two types of body, gross body and subtle body. But here is in this verse, there is explanation is giving about another type of body. Prabhupada gave in purport, he discussed about spiritual body. We have experience about gross body and subtle body. That is as Prabhupada explained in purport, when we are in awake, then now we are in which experience? Gross body. So when we sleep, then we are in the experience of subtle body. But what is about spiritual body? How can we experience spiritual body? Which body is real? Gross body is real, subtle body is real, or spiritual body is real? That's why when Sanatana Goswami asked the question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke ami, kene amai, jare tapatrai. E ami najani kemane hitahai. How can real benefit will happen to my life? I don't know who am I, and why I am suffering in these threefold miseries. So, to that purport, to that verse, Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada gave the purport. Here is Sanatana Goswami is telling that I am neither this gross body nor subtle body. When Prabhupada, when Sanatana Goswami is asking, Ke ami, ke ne amai, jare tapatra, ke ami, then he is telling, I am not, he know, he is, that means he is asking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am not this material body, that is gross body, nor I am subtle body. Who am I? That means he is asking the question about spiritual body. Who am I? When we ask, who am I? That doesn't mean about gross body or subtle body. When a disciple asks seriously to a spiritual master this question, then he is asking about spiritual body. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave answer. Jiver Swarup Hai, Krishna Nitya Das. The eternal servant of Krishna. But that is very broad answer. Jiver Swarup Hai, Krishna Nitya Das. Eternal servant of Krishna. But what type of servant? How can we know what type of servant? In Raghavartma Chandrika, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, one can know his spiritual body or his swarup either by from his Dikhya Guru or from a very advanced devotee who is a Sikhya Guru, who is in Paramahansa stage, or by Paramatma himself from within. He will tell you. When you are qualified, then Paramatma will guide you and tell you who are you, what is your identity, or what is your spiritual body, what is your connection with Krishna, in which rasa and which particular service you are connected to Krishna. So, when Prabhupada narrated a nice story, when Prabhupada was here some Western devotees or his disciples are here. So some other one disciple went for Govardhana Parikrama, and after doing Parikrama, he was sitting in bank of Radhakund chanting his rounds. Then suddenly one Babaji Maharaj approached him and told, do you know about your swarup? Who are you? What is your spiritual body? He told, no, I don't know. My Guru Maharaj, your Guru did not tell you. I know what is your spiritual body. Who are you? What is your Swarup? I am looking. By looking you, I can tell. Now I am seeing you are a peacock in Golok Vrindavan. In Krishna's pastime, you are a peacock. I am seeing your spiritual body. Because I am a Paramahansa, so I am seeing your spiritual body. Babaji, Maharaj told him, you are a peacock. So because you have forgotten about this, your spiritual body, now you go and start practicing in your room. Close the room. And every morning, you should start dancing like a peacock. You should see, you plan that I am now in front of Radha and Krishna sitting, and you just, then I am just, for pleasure of Radha Krishna, I am dancing like a, I am a peacock, I am dancing. Practice this every day. Then gradually you realize and you will come to that plateau. When you leave this body, then you get your, gradually this body will go, then you get your spiritual form as a peacock in Radha Krishna's pastime. So he believed, he has simple mind. Then he come and then he closed it every day. And in Brahmachari Ashram, he closed the room. And inside room, he not come for chanting in the morning. Before he was coming and chanting. But when Babaji Maharaj told him like that, then he closed his room. And every day started. And in between also, Babaji Maharaj told, you should try to also, to what? To make sound like peacock. Peacock! Sometimes he was making sound and some, he closing the room and he's practicing how to dance like a peacock and making noise. So all the brahmacharis thought, what happened to this guy? He no more coming for chanting his round, and after Mangalar then he's closing his room inside and doing something. Somehow other they try to see from the window and saw what he's doing. He's starting like behaving like his neck like this, like peacock, dancing. And sometimes he's making sound. Everyone thought this person become what? Crazy, mad. So they informed Prabhupada. Prabhupada told, bring him here. So they knock his door heavily. There was some, he was some other open. Then he told Prabhupada, asking you, come. Forcefully they bring him to Prabhupada. Prabhupada told, what are you doing? Closing the room, you are not chanting in the morning hour? He told, I went to Govardhan Parikrama, then Babaji Maharaj told, reveal my Swarup, my spiritual body. Who am I in spiritual world? What is my seva? He told that Babaji Maharaj could see. He told, he is a Paramahansa, and he revealed me that I was peacock in Radha Krishna's pastime. So he advised me to practice now like that, how to serve. How to serve before Radha Krishna, how to dance, how for their pleasure. So that I am practicing. So Prabhupada became very furious. Chastise him like anything. You are a crazy guy. So that is sometimes Sahajiya Abhruti. There are so many Sahajiyas. They thought you can just by speculating something you can know your spiritual body. What is your spiritual swarup? What is your connection with Radha Krishna? What particular service you are doing? In which rasa you are connected, or what is the particular service that is eternal service in spiritual world? And they told that nitya siddha Krishna prema sadhya kabunahaya sravanadi suddha chitte karaya udhaya. All of us, we are sitting here, we have some relation with Krishna, no doubt. But when we hear Krishna's pastimes, janma, karma, lilas, with apt attention, then a particular feeling will arose in heart of all devotees. Not same feeling in everyone's heart. Someone feels he want to be like peacock or cow in Krishna's pastime. Someone may feel to become a coward boy. Or in Vatsalya, somewhere in Madhurya, these feelings automatically come. Not artificially imposed upon someone. But there is so many sahajiyas, as Bhakti Vinod Thakur mentioned, about 13 varieties of sahajiyas. About 13. आउलो बाउलो करता भजा सखी वेकी चुड़ाधारी गौरांग नागरी सो मेनी सखी वेकी बिसाइड्स अवर आश्रम देर इज आश्रम ऑल्सो सखी वेकी जस्ट लाइक वी इन डिवोशनल सर्विस इन अकॉर्डिंग टू वर्णा आश्रम वेन इज द मोस्ट एडवांस आश्रम इज संन्यास आश्रम दे गेव द संन्यास वेन एडवांस इन डिवोशनल सर्विस बट दे गेव द ड्रेस अप ए सखी सखी वेकी दे टोल्ड नाउ you are this your spiritual body is like that, so you should dress like this, like a sakhi. He is a man, in a man body, but he has to dress himself as a woman, thinking I am a sakhi or a manjari, in Radha Krishna's pastimes, and then outwardly he has to wear sadi and with ornaments, bangles, everything, sakhi bheki. By dressing himself like a sakhi, he thinks I can become a sakhi. These are all sahaji avrutis. Gauranga Nagari thinking Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna and we are all gopis, so we may have a rasa dance, pastimes. So these are all the cheating process. There are so many sahajiyas. They did not know perfectly what is their own swarup, but they just speculate and misguide the other peoples about their spiritual body. So one must be very careful. Though it is our duty to know about our swarup, who am I, ke ami, kene amai jare tapatre, who am I, to ask this question about our spiritual body to spiritual master, that is our duty. But sometimes, how to develop our consciousness in that way, that is given by acharyas and teachings of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and Mahaprabhu gave guidance in Upadesamrita. Rupa Goswami also told how in gradual process one can come to the stage, not by just overnight jumping and can understand these things. This is a long process. Adau saddha tata sadhu sangha bhajana kriya अनर्थ निवृत्ति निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव प्रेम अनलेस वन कम टू द भाव एंड और प्रेम प्लेटफॉर्म वन कैन नॉट रियलाइज दैट स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी व्हाट इज स्पिरिचुअल आइडेंटिटी व्हेन कम टू द प्लेटफॉर्म ऑफ प्रेम देन ही कैन दैट इज इन दैट स्टेज ही कैन रियलाइज व्हाट इज माई स्वरूप व्हाट इज माई ड्यूटी दैट इज ऑटोमेटिकली रिवील टू हिम. Rupa Goswami gave so many instructions in Upadesamrita, but his final instruction, that is the topmost instruction he told, that is the verse 8, Tannam arupa charitadi sukirtananu smritya kramena rasana manasi niyojyam तिष्ठन् ब्रजे तदनुरागी जनानुगामी कालम नये अखिलमिति उपदेश सारम. द एसेंस ऑफ ऑल एडवाइस इज दैट वन शुड यूटिलाइज वन्स फुल टाइम 24 आवर्स ए डे इन नाइसली चांटिंग एंड रिमेम्बरिंग द लॉर्ड्स डिवाइन नेम ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म क्वालिटीज एंड इटर्नल पास्ट टाइम्स दे आर बाय ग्रेजुअली एंगेजिंग वन्स टंग and mind. In this way, one should reside in Braja Goloka Vrindavan Dham and serve Krishna under the guidance of a devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So one has to act under able guidance of a spiritual master. So how one start chanting, hearing and remembering Krishna? That is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has recommended. And that one who has not yet developed interest in Krishna consciousness should give up all material motives and train his mind by following the progressive regularity principles, namely chanting and remembering Krishna and his name, form, quality, pastimes, so forth. In this way, after developing a taste for such things, one should try to live in Vrindavan and pass his time constantly remembering Krishna's name, fame, pastimes and qualities under the direction of and protection of an expert devotee. This is the sum and substance of instruction regarding the cultivation of devotional service. A neophyte devotee, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. So, the sadhana process is starting from what? Hearing. Brahmande Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Mali Haya Sai Bija Kare Aropan Shabana Kirtana Jale Kare Sechan. Among lakhs of living entities in 84 species, they are traveling in different way in different species. But one who is very fortunate soul, he get a spiritual master in contact of a pure devotee. Then from him, he learn how to chant and hear. In his able guidance, then one started chanting and hearing. So that is here is Prabhupada writing in the purport. Neophyte stage, one should always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravana Dasa. Shravanam. Then Kirtanam, then Smaranam. These three things are most important among nine processes of devotional service. Hearing, chanting and remembering is the most important process. So, then Prabhupada described how this is works. This is called Shravana Dasa, the stage of hearing. By constantly hearing the transcendental holy name of Krishna and hearing of his transcendental form, qualities and pastimes, one can attain the stage of acceptance called Varana Dasa. When one attains this stage, he becomes attached to the hearing of Krishna Katha. When one is able to chant in ecstasy, he attains the stage of Smarana Avastha, the stage of remembering. Then in Smarana Avastha there is five stages. Smriti, Anusmriti, Dharana, Dhyan, Samadhi. This is five smarana avastha, the stage of remembering, recollection, absorption, meditation, constant remembrance and trance. The five items items of progressive Krishna smaran. At first remembrance of Krishna may be interrupted at intervals, but later remembrance proceeds uninterrupted. When remembrance is uninterrupted, it becomes concentrated and is called meditation. When meditation expands and becomes constant, it is called anusmriti. By uninterrupted and unceasing anusmriti, one enters the stage of samadhi or spiritual trance. After smarana dasa or samadhi has fully developed, the soul comes to understand his original constitutional position. When soul understands his original constitutional position in stage of samadhi. At that time he can perfectly and clearly understand his eternal relationship with Krishna. That is called sampati dasa, the perfection of life. This is perfection of life. To know our swarup, what is our particular relationship with Krishna, what is our particular seva, in which rasa and which particular seva, this is the swarupa siddhi or vastu siddhi, what seva, particular seva we have with Krishna. But this is, Prabhupada is giving very nicely, this simple nectar of instruction, but in a gradual process how we attain this stage, not by sahajiya avriti. Chaitanya Charitamrita advises those who are neophytes to give up all kinds of motivated desires and simply engage in the regulative devotional service of the Lord according to the directions of scripture. In this way, neophyte can gradually develop attachment for Krishna's name, fame, form, qualities and so forth. When one has developed such an attachment, he can spontaneously serve the lotus feet of Krishna even without following the regulative principles. This stage is called Raganuga Bhakti. That means unless one comes to the spontaneous service or Raganuga platform, it is not possible to realize one's swarup. But Raganuga Bhakti starts from the stage of Ruchi, when we have taste. When you develop taste, then Raganuga Bhakti begins, spontaneous service. So, that is, this stage is called Raganuga Bhakti or devotional service in spontaneous love. At this stage, the devotee can follow in the footstep of one of the eternal associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. This is called Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti or spontaneous devotional service can be executed in Santarasa when one aspires to be like Krishna's cows, or the stick or flute in the hand of Krishna, or a flower around Krishna's neck. In the Dasyarasa, one follow in the footsteps of servants like Chitrak, Patrak and Raktak. In friendly Sakharas, one can become friend like Baladev, Sridham or Sudama. In the Vatsalya Rasa, characterized by parental affection, one can become like Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda. And in the Madhurya Rasa, characterized by conjugal love, one can become like Srimati Radharani or her lady friends, such as Lalita and her serving maids, Manjaris, like Rupa and Rati. This is the essence of all instructions in the matter of devotional service. This is a Prabhupada purport. So, that's why we are in which stage, even one can come to the Ruchi before after Anartha Nibruti. Adho Saddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, then Anartha Nibruti. We are full of Anarthas. Now we are full of Anarthas. And if you think now, what is my swarup? How it is revealed to us? We have to go such long process. Anartha Nibruti, then Nishtha and Ruchi. In stage of Ruchi, a test. Then we can spontaneously serve Krishna. From that stage, Ruchi stage, that is called Raganuga Bhakti. So first we have to give up, first we have to eradicate our anarthas. How to give up anarthas? There is Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. He explains these anarthas of them many times, like Sukriti Jata Anarthas, Dushkriti Jata Anarthas, Aparadha Jata Anarthas, and Bhakti Jata Anarthas. Four types of anarthas. There is generally Sukriti Jata and Dushkriti Jata Anarthas. They finished with bhajana kriya. In the end of the bhajana kriya, this anarthas gone. They generally they vanquished. Those who are in previous pastimes due to our prarabdhas, sukruti, duskruti, because of our sinful reaction from past life, or that is sukruti. Sometimes we perform some purnya, so that's why you're supposed to go to heavenly planets or something. But these things can be nullified. The reactions. If someone, by the able guidance of a spiritual master, starts bhajana kriya seriously, end of bhajana kriya, this anarthas gone. But specifically this aparadha jata anarthas is very difficult to give up. Unless we are free from anartha, there is no question of understanding your spiritual body. We have so many anarthas, aparadha, nam aparadha, dham aparadha, and Vaishnava Aparad. Vaishnava Aparad is included in Nam Aparad. First offenses, Vaishnava Aparad. So, we have to go in a long way. First, we have to make free ourselves from these offenses. Aparad Jata Anartha. These are not, they cannot be nullified by the Bhajana Kriya. By chanting holy name, we cannot eradicate these offenses. Specifically, Vaishnava Aparad is very serious. Out of Nam Aparad, there are two is Vaishnava Aparad. First is Aparad is to blaspheme a devotee who have dedicated his life for propagating holy name of the Lord. And third offense, to disobey the orders of spiritual master. Consider him as an ordinary person. These two offense is very serious. Vaishnava Aparad. These both are Vaishnava Aparad. So one has to, we have to give up these offenses. With very seriously, if we'll take it very serious, and as మహాప్రభు గేవ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఇన్ థర్డ్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య శిఖ్యాష్టకం త్రినాదపి సునిచేన తరోరూపి సహిష్ణ అమానిన అమానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదాహరి. వన్ మస్ట్ బి మోర్ టాలరెంట్ దెన్ ట్రీ అండ్ థింక్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ మోర్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ దెన్ ఈవెన్ గ్రాస్ ఇన్ ది స్ట్రీట్ అండ్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ ఎనీ రెస్పెక్ట్ ఫర్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ఆల్వేజ్ రెడీ టు గివ్ ఎ రెస్పెక్ట్ టు అదర్స్. ఇన్ సచ్ హంబుల్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ వన్ మస్ట్ ఎంగేజ్ ఆల్వేజ్ చాంటింగ్ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. దెన్ గ్రాజువలీ అవర్ ఆన్ అర్థ్ విల్ గో అవే. సో అన్లెస్ వీ గివ్ హావ్ దిస్ అనర్థస్ అపరాధ జాత భక్తి జాత అనర్థస్ ఆల్సో సో మెనీ నిషిద్ధాచార కుటినాటి జీవహింసన పూజామాన ప్రతిష్టాది జత ఉపశాఖాగణ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ భక్తి జాత అనర్థస్ మహాప్రభు డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ వెన్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ రూప గోస్వామి. లాభ పూజా ప్రతిష్ట దీస్ ఆర్ ది లాస్ట్ గ్లేర్ ఆఫ్ లాస్ట్ లిమిట్ టు క్రాస్ అనర్థస్ నిషిద్ధాచార ఈవెన్ వీఆర్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ బట్ సేమ్ టైమ్స్ నిధి దిస్ ఫోర్ రెగ్యులేటరీ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ వీఆర్ నాట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ మే బి బ్రేకింగ్ వన్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్ వీ థింక్ దిస్ ఈజ్ రాగాను గో స్టేజ్ నో నీడ్ టు ఫాలో దిస్ దిస్ ఈజ్ నిషిద్ధాచార. సో సమ్ టైమ్స్ బ్రేకింగ్ రెగ్యులేటరీ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆర్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫోర్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ జత్ర పాప చతుర్విధం నిషిద్ధాచారణ వీఆర్ బిహేవింగ్ లైక్ వెరీ అడ్వాన్స్ డివోటీస్ బట్ వీఆర్ బ్రేకింగ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది రెగ్యులేటరీ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ సమ్ అవర్ అదర్ డిజైర్స్ దిస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ గ్రాస్ ఫర్ గ్రాస్ సెన్స్ బట్ ఇన్ సెటిల్ సెన్స్ ఆల్సో స్పెసిఫికల్ ఇలిసిట్ సెక్స్ డిజైర్స్ దిస్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు గివ్ అప్ ఈవెన్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ ఛాలెంజ్ ఆల్ ది బాబాజీస్ దోజ్ ఆర్ కన్సిడర్ దెమ్సెల్ పరమహంసస్ ఆల్ ది నవోదీప్ బాబాజీస్ ఇన్ దిస్ గ్రౌండ్ వెన్ గౌరకిషోర్ దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ లెఫ్ట్ హిజ్ బాడీ ఎంటర్ నిత్యలడా దెన్ బాబాజీస్ క్లెయిమ్ ది బాడీ ఆఫ్ గౌరకిషోర్ దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ టు టేక్ దేర్ ఆశ్రమ్ అండ్ పుట్ సమాధి బికాస్ హీ వాజ్ ఎ సిద్ధ బాబా. మెనీ పీపుల్ విల్ విజిట్ గౌరకిషోర్ దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ సమాధి సో దే విల్ గెట్ మచ్ దక్షిణ బట్ భక్తి సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ టోల్డ్ ఐఎమ్ ది ఓన్లీ డిసైపుల్ ఆఫ్ గౌరకిషోర్ దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజ్ సో ఐ హావ్ ది క్లెయిమ్ ఓవర్ ది బాడీ ఐ హావ్ టు టేక్ ది బాడీ అండ్ పుట్ ఇన్ సమాధి సో దట్ ఛాలెంజ్ దట్ నో నో యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ బాబాజీ యూఆర్ నియోఫైట్ డివోటీ హూ నోస్ గౌరకిషోర్ డి నాట్ గేవ్ యూ బైరాగి ఫేస్ నాట్ బా యూఆర్ నాట్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ బాబాజీ దిఖ్యా యూఆర్ నాట్ పరమహంస యూఆర్ నియోఫైట్ ఓకే యు ఆర్ ఆల్ పరమహంసస్ సో మై దేర్ ఇస్ నో డౌట్ దట్ గౌరకిషోర్ దాస్ బాబాజీ మహారాజీ పరమహంస వైష్ణవ బట్ వాట్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ యూఆర్ ఆల్ పరమహంసస్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్ పరమహంసస్ దెన్ ఐఎమ్ ఛాలెంజింగ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఇన్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ మహాప్రభు అండ్ మదర్ గంజేస్ ఈజ్ హియర్ యాజ్ విట్నెస్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ గివెన్ అప్ దిస్ సెటిల్డ్ డిజైర్ ఆఫ్ సెక్స్ లైఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ఇలిసిట్ సెక్స్ లైఫ్ ఇలిసిట్ డిజైర్స్ ఇన్ వన్ మంత్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ కెరీ ది డివైన్ బాడీ ఆఫ్ మై డివైన్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ బాబాజీ జస్ట్ లుక్ ఎట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ దెన్ 6 months 3 months 1 month 15 days 7 days 3 days last night they all left Bhakti Sinha Saraswati Thakur took the body. So it is not so easy. See, nishiddhachar kutinati, you understand kutinati, how to do some politics, to blaspheme someone or someone to degrade someone, to bring someone forward, this is my friend, he must be come to front. Kutinati, jiva hingsan, killing the animals, and also sometimes we have knowledge but we don't want to preach. That is also jiva hingsan. Kutinati, jiva hingsan. Imitating Haridas Thakur, you will sit down in one place and start chanting. That's why Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur tell, దుష్టమాన్ తుమి కిశర వైష్ణవ ప్రతిష్టార భరే నిజర నిర్జనర ఘరే తవ హరినామ కేవల కైటవ దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ సిటింగ్ ఇమిటేటింగ్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ సిటింగ్ ఇన్ వన్ ప్లేస్ థింగ్ ఐ విల్ బికమ్ వెరీ ఫేమస్ లైక్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ ఆల్సో దిస్ ఇస్ ఆల్ సిటింగ్ जीव हिंसन पूजा मान प्रतिष्ठा नेम फेम डिस्टिंक्शन ऑल दिस थिंग्स सो वी हैव टू गिव अप ऑल दिस थिंग्स दीज आर ऑल अनर्थस वी आर नॉट फ्री फ्रॉम द अनर्थस एंड हाउ कैन वी नो अबाउट अवर स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी विल रिवील टू अस बट वी मस्ट हैव सम क्वालिफिकेशंस दैट्स व्हाई आचार्य दे गेव एज द वे हाउ टू बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम दिस अनर्थस There's five types of hindrances in path of giving up our anarthas, as Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he described in Madhurji Kadambini. If we'll attentively hear Krishna Katha, then anarthas will go. And if we follow in our practice, then anarthas will go. But we are not able to hearing attentively. First hindrance in path of giving up our anarthas, as Chakravarti Thakur is telling, Laya. Laya means one is very nicely dancing, chanting, dancing. When he is dancing ecstatically, that time is okay, he is very nicely dancing, jumping. But when he sits for Bhagavatam class, then sleep. Become more soporific or sleepy in hearing. When sit for class, then he hear. Then when he is... Sleep in Bhagavatam class, then how we on earth will go? Samayavahi kevalam. Vishwakse nautpade jadiruchim. Vishwakse na kathasuja nautpade jadirutim. Samayavahi kevalam. So, this is first block, stumbling block in path of giving up on earth. That we are very ecstatic in when chanting and dancing, but when we hear katha, Vishwakse na katha, then sleep. Feel sleepy, is sleep. Or if then he is telling, or even he wants chant and hear, but he cannot remember anything. That is bikkhepa. Bikkhepa means you are during chanting and hearing, you are thinking about so many or talking with others or so many things. Bikkhepa, chanting, but sometimes also talking to someone. Hare Krishna, then talking. In Bhagavatam class also, sitting in a class, but you are thinking so many things is going on in your mind. Class is going on, your mind is also going on. Laya, Bikhepa, Apratipatti. Even you are attentively hearing and chant, attentively trying to chant, attentively and hearing also, but still you are not able to remembering anything. You are trying your best. Because of some on earth are still there from their previous life, you are not able to remember anything. So, then kasaya. He's telling kasaya means when performing a devotional service, you become agitated, become angry, arrogant, and having some selfish motive. These things is called kasaya. When you're performing devotional service, you express all these symptoms. Serving, but you become very angry sometimes during devotional service. So, kasaya, then he is telling finally, rasa swada. You are so much attached to material sense gratification that even if you are hearing and chanting, but your mind is somewhere in sense gratification. Sometimes maybe someone is leading kirtan and dancing very ecstatically. But if his mind is, he has sex desire, he has some love with some opposite sex, then maybe he is chanting and dancing, but his mind is there. Sometimes someone tell, I want to lead Kirtan today. Especially today I want to lead. Because a particular, he want to show how I am leading. That type of chanting no help. Sometimes that is rasa swada. It's like he is so much attached in getting some honey from the material sense gratification. Even externally, he is performing, chanting, dancing, or hearing, sitting, but his mind is working somewhere. He is thinking of some other things. Rasa swada. So these are all the stumbling blocks in the path of anarthas. So we can give up anarthas by attentive hearing. First step, we must hear very attentively. Try our best to attend, hear very attentively. From attentive hearing, then we develop other stages. Then we come to the perfectly kirtan. Then we can chant perfectly without in rapt attention, hearing, then chanting, then remembering Krishna. Then there is five stages, Prabhupada mentioned here, five stages of remembrance. Smriti, Dharana, Dhyana, Anusmriti, Samadhi, like five stages, different stages. Then when we come to the Samadhi stage, then one will be able to know his what? Swarup. What is his constitutional position? What is his relation with Krishna? So there is no need to artificially to know all these things even when you are in your anarthas. And go to the sahajiyas to know sometimes about your swarup, then they are also in anarthas. So they will just speculate and tell you, with overnight they tell you, oh yes, you, this is your swarup. This is all cheating process. That's why, though Prabhupada is telling, when we come to this spiritual body platform to that, to know about spiritual body, as stated in Narada Pancharatra, Hishikesha means the engaging the spiritual body and spiritual senses in the service of Lord. When we are engaged in such activities, the actions and reactions of the gross and subtle bodies cease. So when one comes to the platform of spiritual body, then automatically these two types of body will go. Which one? Material body and subtle, and gross body and subtle body. Above gross and subtle body, there is real body, is spiritual body. So that is our duty, to know what is our position, what is our connection with Krishna. Particular connection. We have, every living entity has a specific relation with Krishna, in specific rasa and specific service. That will reveal when one come to this stage of samadhi. Okay? Hare Krishna. So any question? Time is over. Yes.
Bol Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you told that Upadeshamrita verse you read, that when a particular devotee, he is advanced enough and under the guidance of his spiritual master or some advanced devotee, he can go to Vrindavan, he can engage in devotional service in the direction of the advanced devotees. But we see that there are many devotees in ISKCON right now. They have left ISKCON, and without the guidance of advanced devotees or spiritual master, they have gone to Radha Kund or Govardhan or wherever, and they are trying to engage in long chanting of Harinam and reading the Shastras and like that. So if they go without the guidance of the Guru, if they think that my Guru is not advanced, I am advanced more than my Guru, then what is...
So this is only cheating, because they are committing third offense of Nama Parad. So when you are an offender, how can he advance? Snam, disobeying the orders of spiritual master, this is third offense of Nama Parad. So one should very careful. This is also first offense in Dhamma Parad. Dhamma Parad, the first offense is to disobey the order of spiritual master who reveals you Dham, or who, with whose grace you are in Dham. So if you disobey the order of spiritual master, then you commit both Dham Aparad and also Nam Aparad. So how can you progress?
What happens to such devotees who do like this?
They are followed, but you, why you want to see them what they are doing? Let them do. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaj, in Raganuga Bhakti, like when one decides to follow in the footsteps of one devotee in Vrindavan, so he also has an idea about his Swarupa, because otherwise how does he choose?
That is come spontaneously. That is proportionally spontaneously, that is not artificial. When he free from anartha, where one become free from anarthas, then come to the stage of ruchi, he test, develop, then naturally he developed a taste in particular service, in particular rasa. So when that come, then he understood that they automatically find someone in that rasa as ideal. He'll to follow his footsteps. That does not mean that sadhak wants to become, he can become a Jasoda or become Radha. They simply follow their footsteps. No one can become Lalita, Visakha, Rupamanjari or like this. They have to follow. He consider him as his leader in that rasa. He likes that particular service, that particular associate is performing to Krishna. He appreciates that service. It's nice. He is very good. We will always glorify that devotee in Nitya Lila. That this particular Siddham or Subal or this particular Manjari, Rupa Manjari or Arati Manjari, this service is very nice. Then he will glorify to tell others, this service is so nice. So gradually he developed that rasa within. He also practice in that way. Okay? Yes.
There are different stages like anartha nivritti, sadhu sang, bhajan kriya, anartha nivritti. So means how they are connected with kanishtha adhikari, madhyam adhikari, uttam adhikari. So how can we say
anartha that? Actually anartha will remain up to last stage of prema. Unless we achieve his spiritual body, up to that you will have anarthas. That's why Vishnu Chakra Thakur says about ekadasa vartini, bahudasa vartini, prayaki, purna and atyantiki, anarthanibhruti. He told in bhajana kriya, up to end of bhajana kriya, 25% of anarthas they go. In age of nishtha, 50% anarthas go. When 50% anarthas finish, then you can practice ruchi, then you get test. Then Raganuga Bhakti started from that stage. Even 50% anarthas. Then one gave up purna, ekadasa bahudasa vartini, and then he's telling 75% anarthas goes in ruchi stage and develop. Then finally purna anarthas, even bhava stage, even purna, 95% goes, still there is 5% remain, unless you attain the last stage, prema. Unless you know about your spiritual body, this last stage, there's still 5% anartha stage in bhava stage also. So the anarthas, they gradually they goes from sadhaka.
Means how they are connected with a person, means who is a kanishtha adhikari, how can we define that this is his stage, till here is madhyam.
So that's why a kanishtha adhikari is to always work under guidance of a senior devotee. So he is anarthas kanishtha anarth, he is in bhajan kriya, he has taken initiation and doing his bhajan. So about 25% anarthas he is after bhajan kriya, when he is end of bhajan kriya, then he told that about ekadasa vartini, 25% is anarthas can be eradicated. But this is, we should not speculate ourselves, so our spiritual master will reveal. You can go to advanced devotee and ask. She can know what type of, how much anarthas you still have. Because when it is our nature that we think we are very advanced, when you reveal our think ourselves, then we think something wrong. Our calculation will be wrong. Spiritual master knows about his disciples and how far he is advanced and how much anarthas he still have. Okay, yes.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I have a confusion regarding the subtle body and the spiritual body. Do we take our subtle body to the spiritual world somehow or other?
No. Subtle body finish with this here. Subtle body with mind, mana buddhi ahankar, mind, intelligence and ego. This is subtle body. So this mind, intelligence and ego, they are connected with this material senses, sense objects. They are connected, previous verse is telling. Yeah. So these are finished with this material body.
But we use this to realize our spiritual body, right? I mean, we use our subtle body to understand mind and intelligence to get to know, I mean, or some, I'm, do you understand what I'm, to get to know somehow what the spiritual body is, using the intelligence and the mind to think, or maybe
the subtle body business is to also think about sense gratification, but spiritual body's mind is to please Krishna, to serve. That's why Prabhupada is telling Rishikesa, Rishikena, Rishikesa. When he is translating, Prabhupada is telling Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam Bhakti Ruchati. He is telling spiritual senses, and with our spiritual senses, we are serving Krishna with our spiritual senses. This, you very attentively hear the translation Prabhupada is giving, that devotional service means engaging the spiritual body and spiritual senses in service of the Lord. That is the real spiritual life. Spiritual, that is the devotional service. That's why he told, Ataha Sri Krishna Nava Namadi Navabhavet Graha Indriyai. Sevan Mukhahi Jivadau Swaying Epas Purati Adaha. This is not in material platform. Devotional service is not in material platform. We may be doing some things, this looks like, but still the real devotional service starts with spiritual senses, with spiritual body. Okay? Hare Krishna. Grantharasya Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.